Hi, I'm Bobby, a certified caregiving consultant and educator, caregiver support group leader, and frequent presenter at caregiver conferences and webinars.
And I'm her husband, Mike, and I'm a certified caregiver advocate and a certified music therapist, and I also speak at caregiver webinars and conferences.
Welcome to Dementia Spotlight, tips, truths, and straight talk about Alzheimer's and the many other forms of dementia. Interesting and informative guests will join us on the second and fourth Wednesday of every month.
And on the opposite Wednesdays, we'll provide straight talk about what people need to know before and after caregiving begins, including controversial issues others may tend to avoid. Via Dementia Spotlight, we continue our legacy of support for you as you are doing the toughest job you'll ever do. On today's episode of Tips, Truths, and Straight Talk is a question or a couple of questions, related questions from a caregiver. And the question is, my loved one was removed from a drug trial due to a brain bleed. The Alzheimer doctor now wants to put him on Aricept, which is very expensive. Has it helped any loved ones that you know? And what can I expect from this drug?
I'm really glad that we got this question, because Aricept is one of the drugs that is promoted as helping people with Alzheimer's disease with memory. And as the questioner mentioned here, it's expensive, as all of those drugs are. And in order to answer this question, I actually did a little research, and what I found on a website, newstoday.com, I'll start with one of the last things that I read. It almost made me laugh. Even if you don't notice any change with Aricept, it may still be slowing down the progression of your dementia symptoms. So even if it doesn't seem to be working, it could be working. And so we're going to spend a great deal of money for a drug. It says it takes at least 2 weeks for it to start working, and it may take weeks or months before you notice any improvement in cognitive function. And it doesn't work the same for everyone with a dementia. So this doctor, probably with the best of intentions, is suggesting that you purchase an expensive drug that may not work, but people are encouraged to continue taking it even if they don't see any improvement. I would make sure, if I were you, that I looked on the FDA website for any contraindications to taking this drug, and I would definitely talk to a pharmacist and reach out to your caregiver support groups and get as much information before even considering taking a drug that costs this much money that they're telling you you may not see any improvement, but it could still be working. And that's one of the tricky things that has to do with drugs or medications that claim that they slow down the progression, because there's no way to measure that.
Yeah. How do you quantify that? Because you don't know what it would be without the drug.
Exactly.
So it's trying to prove a negative.
Exactly. My personal opinion, not being a physician or a medical professional of any kind, is I would not use this medication. But certainly it's up to you, and I hope our answers today and what the information that we have passed you today helps you make a decision for yourself and the person in your care.
Well, you mentioned about talking to the pharmacist about this drug, but also get a second and maybe even a third opinion from other medical professionals, just so you have different points of view. Go from the medical professionals, as you say, we are not those folks, but you may have some different points of view, and it can help you make the right decision for you and for your loved one.
Absolutely. And it seems to me, the way this information is presented, that the loved one was part of a drug trial. And I'm glad that, you know, once the brain bleed occurred, that it was removed from that. And the Alzheimer's doctor, is the way they put it, suggests Aricept that suggests to me that this is a neurologist or an Alzheimer's specialist that this person has been dealing with for a while. And really good doctors will encourage you to get that second opinion.
Yes, and maybe even a third opinion. If you would like us to answer your question on air, email us info@bobbycarducci.com.
This has been Dementia Spotlight, tips, truths, and straight talk about Alzheimer's and the many other forms of dementia. You can find more information about us on our show website at dementiaspotlight.show. I'm Bobby.
And I'm Mike. Bobby and I would love to hear from you, answer any questions you might have, or just find out how you're doing. Follow us on Twitter at BobbyCarducci2 and at MichaelCarducci4. To schedule us for your event, go to the BobbyCarducci.com website or email info@BobbyCarducci.com.
Dementia Spotlight is produced by Carducci Caregiving Consulting, LLC.